Once Upon a Journey, Chapter 57. Mazel Tov. Baruch spent the entire night studying Torah and pouring out his heart davening. As the sun rose, he joined the early Vasikan minyan for Shacharis. He left the yeshiva to fill his lungs with fresh air and to gather some energy so that he could spend the rest of the day learning Torah and serving his Creator. He was blessed with an unusually strong and healthy body, which allowed him to lead a lifestyle that many others would find too exhausting to follow. He kept thinking about his upcoming meeting with the Rosh Yeshiva. He sensed that the previous two meetings, in the library and in the Gaon's office, were simply a preparation for the most important and life-changing meeting that would take place that evening. Immediately after Ma'ariv, the Shamash looked at Baruch and made a slight sign with his hand. Baruch understood that he should enter the Rosh Yeshiva's office. His heart began to pound as he entered the room and took a seat facing Rav Shlema. The Rosh Yeshiva asked Baruch which chapters he had learned from the books that he had mentioned during their previous conversation. Baruch replied that he studied the 44 chapters of the second volume of Avodas HaKadosh, and he had reached the 14th chapter of Reishis Chachma. The tzaddik suddenly leaned forward towards Baruch. "Please tell me," he asked, "must someone who studies these books fast for 3 days and cause himself discomfort?" Baruch was astonished. He had not told the Rosh Yeshiva that he had begun a 3-day fast. It seemed that the Rosh Yeshiva knew things without being told. Clearly, he saw these things with Ruach HaKadosh. "Who gave you the right to accept fasts whenever you decide?" the tzaddik demanded. "You cannot make these decisions by yourself. Our sages instruct us in the Mishnah, 'Asei lecha rav,' everyone needs a teacher to guide him. When a person does not ask a rav, but simply acts as he sees fit, he falls into the trap of the Yetzer Hara. You should know that the Yetzer Hara has incredibly clever ways to lead a person in the wrong direction. One of his methods is to convince a person to fast and make his life unpleasant. The Yetzer convinces a person that fasting will purify him and help him serve Hashem better. The Yetzer's true goal, however, is to weaken his body so that he will not have the strength to study Torah and serve Hashem properly. In addition, the Yetzer can then make a person feel proud for having fasted." With a light sigh, Rav Shlema continued, "This time, I will not prevent you from completing the fast that you have already began. In the future, however, you must ask a Rav before doing anything like this." Baruch HaVyezhin was amazed at the tzaddik's holiness and his Ruach HaKadosh. "I am ready to guide you in the service of Hashem," Rav Shlema added, "but there are two important conditions." Baruch gripped his hands together. He pursed his lips tightly and tried to ignore his emotions. He concentrated on only hearing the tzaddik's every word. "First of all, you must devote yourself entirely to the study of Torah and to davening with kavanah, proper and true intention with anava, humility. The second condition is that you must do everything possible to keep our friendship a secret. Do not tell anyone about our meetings or what we discuss." Baruch immediately agreed. As he exited the Rosh Yeshiva's office, he was dismayed to see a large crowd of students waiting for him outside. "Mazel Tov," they called out to him. It was customary in the yeshiva that when a student merited the privilege of a private meeting with the Rosh Yeshiva, the other students would greet him with a heartfelt wish of Mazel Tov. They would not permit the lucky student to leave until he repeated the Divrei Torah that he had heard from the mouth of the Rosh Yeshiva. Baruch knew about this custom, but since he had been invited secretly to the Rosh Yeshiva, he assumed that nobody knew about his visits. He did not expect to see anyone waiting for him as he left the office. He could not imagine how they found out, but he now felt trapped. What should he do? Clearly, he could not repeat what the Rosh Yeshiva had told him. The tzaddik had personally warned him to keep it a secret. On the other hand, he didn't want to appear arrogant or mean by refusing to share the Divrei Torah with them. Faced with no choice, Baruch repeated some of the teachings that he had learned in the books of Musar and Kabbalah that he was studying. The students were pleased at these wonderful teachings, and Baruch was pleased that he had avoided ruining his secret relationship with Rav Shlema. Over the next few days, Baruch thought carefully about what the Rosh Yeshiva had told him. He understood that if the tzaddik told him to fix the two traits of truth and humility, then he must be badly lacking in them. Every now and again, Baruch stopped what he was doing and bitterly reminded himself that he was a liar and a Baal Gaiva. In doing so, he hoped to break his Yetzirah and make himself more truthful and humble. He often burst into bitter weeping that came from the depths of his heart. He then rinsed his face in these tears. He had heard of Purushim who would do this in order to purify themselves from any trace of sins that they may have committed many years earlier. Baruch's three-day fast ended on Erev Shabbos. He celebrated Shabbos with joy, hoping that he had risen to a higher level and purified himself. All this time, Baruch wondered when the Rosh Yeshiva would invite him into his office to guide him in a detailed path of serving Hashem. He was also bothered that the other students had learned about his meeting with the Rosh Yeshiva, although the tzaddik himself clearly did not want them to know. The students now freely discussed the unusual event and tried to imagine what could have caused their esteemed Rosh Yeshiva to invite a young Bachar who had only just arrived at the yeshiva for a private meeting. It had never happened before in the entire history of the yeshiva. That Sunday, Baruch received his answer. Reb Shaul the Shamish approached him and quietly gave him a most unexpected message in the name of Rav Shlaima.